Hello, everybody. Well, Requiescat in Pace, Jason Arday, the man who until a few days ago was a professor of the sociology of education at the University of Cambridge. Mr. Arday was found dead yesterday afternoon. So he was in his 30s, a seemingly healthy young man. How he died, I don't know. The cause of death has not yet been disclosed. So the ambulance crew found him unresponsive at a house in Battersea, that's London. So yeah, he'd resigned as Professor of Sociology of Education only a few days earlier because his huge-scale plagiarism had been exposed. Now, even if everything he ever wrote was plagiarised, I didn't want him to die. I mean, he was not an evil person. He didn't do much harm. Okay, a liar, a cheat, a fantasist. He had autism, perhaps a personality disorder. But, you know, he didn't kill people, didn't wound people. You know, not wicked, just misguided and perhaps exploited by some of the wokesters who are so desperate to have a black person promoted, they promoted a completely unsuitable black person, which put just unbearable pressure on him. I don't know how he died. Suicide, I've got to say, is a distinct possibility. Was he so stressed out about all the negative publicity? I mean, I know partly it was his own stupid fault, but I didn't want him to die. And was he getting support from psychiatrists, psychologists, family and friends, and maybe some of the wokesters who could put him in this position, which was just invidious, doing a job he wasn't capable of performing? So, you know, was he trying to help the world when perhaps he was? Academics usually are. So his family have released a press communique saying, "We're in shock to have lost this amazing father, partner, brother, uncle and son." So until now, I didn't know that he had a child or children. This is their explanation, which is hinting at suicide. "The campaign of misinformation was too much for Jason, who was a gentleman and who always wanted to see the best in everyone." Close quotation. They put gentleman as two words. So not the noun, gentleman. Yeah, so the ambulance crew had gone there. They called the police. That was it. Now, the police said they don't think it's suspicious. Does that mean that they seem to be ruling out suicide? Because heart attack? What else would it be otherwise? So the Vice Chancellor of Cambridge University, Deborah Prentice, she has issued a statement. "We are desperately saddened to hear of this tragic news. Our heartfelt sympathies go to Jason Arday's family and friends at this incredibly difficult time." And indeed, the Secretary of State for Education, Lucy Pohl, has said she's deeply shocked and saddened, and so on. Okay, so he's 41 years old, so not in his 30s as I thought. Now, he admitted he'd made mistakes in his work, but there was flagrant plagiarism. And these exact examples of plagiarism were not isolated a few, but they pervaded his entire PhD thesis and almost everything he wrote, including his resignation letter. Now, that's not a death penalty offence. I didn't want him to die. He could have found a more suitable outlet for his talents and energy. So, yes, it is very sad. He looked a lot younger than he really was. Nathan Kofnas, who was a so-called racial realist, it was dismissed from his post at Cambridge in 2024, and he found countless examples of plagiarism in the former Professor Arday's work, and so on. Oh, so this is because he's autistic. Well, if your special educational need makes you unsuitable to do this job, then you shouldn't do that job. We're not all equally gifted at things. I know there can be reasonable adjustments. It's an unreasonable adjustment to say you can cheat your ass off, and that's okay. So he simply didn't have the smarts for that job. Most people don't. He could do something else. He did his first degree in PE at one of the worst universities in the UK. So perhaps he was as gifted as an athlete and should have stayed there. So that's it. So there is Arday. Arday saying he didn't murder anyone. That's true. So he's the youngest ever black professor appointed at Cambridge University, age 37 in 2023. So they announced that with enormous fanfare. So when he tendered his resignation, he said because the personal cost was too high. Yeah, this is what he said when he resigned. "While criticism is an inevitable part of academic life, what I've experienced has gone far beyond scholarly disagreement. The relentless accusation, speculation, public commentary have taken a profound toll on me and those I love." And so on. He said the resignation should not be mistaken for an acceptance of the narratives that have surrounded me. That's the end of the quotation. Okay, so... well, it doesn't look good that he gave up. but really because he was going to be exposed. And he got a PhD from Liverpool John Moores University, likewise one of the worst in the United Kingdom. Now, the UK's got roughly 150 universities, Cambridge either number one or two. And so normally you'd have to have a PhD from Oxford or Cambridge, one of the top ones, certainly Russell Group, to be a Don there, not from Liverpool John Moores. He was awarded that in 2015 and so on. There were also some investigations into him, but obviously the wokes has let him off because they didn't want to be left with egg on their face. Only 1% of professors in the UK are black. Now, bear in mind, the black community in the UK is actually quite small. It's only something like about 4% of the population, and is disproportionately young. So, but are 1% of those who have doctorates black? And if then, therefore, about 1% of academics are black, that wouldn't be surprising. I don't actually have that datum. And so we go on. The so-called Good Law Project took up his case. Good Law Project is not good at all. It's just this far-left conspiracy. And yes, they do use lawfare to advance their ideology. Okay, so that's it. And Professor Kehinde Andrews, who's a wokester, who's an extreme leftist, race baiter, an absolute bigot and monster, and he's been saying that Arday was feeling very depressed after resigning from Cambridge. Well, not surprising. He disgraced himself, and he'd really scored a massive own goal against his cause. Of course, I'm into racial equality. There are outstanding intellectuals who are black. I have no objection to the head of my former college being black. I wouldn't mind if the head of house at every college in Oxford and Cambridge was black, if the Chancellor was black, if the Prime Minister was black, if the King and Queen were black. That's fine. You know, people of any race doing any job, obviously, got to be well qualified. We can't be racist against white and brown people, you know, just to try and prove a point. So there we are. Okay, so that was his autism. No, that doesn't mean that cheating is okay. Yeah, you have to tell little children this. You can use somebody else's work and your work, but you have to attribute it as a quotation. Don't pretend that somebody else's words are your own, you know. And, you know, they go apoplectic about academic fraud. That's the one thing that which they're really, really intolerant. You can't be passing off somebody else's work or AI as your own. But they were myopic to this. They turned Nelson's eye to this because they were desperate to have more black people. And it's been terribly embarrassing. So I know what they're going to say. Racist, racist, racist. It's all fault that there's all these white supremacists and stuff. No, it's not. I mean, he killed himself. Nobody else killed him. I mean, actually don't even know it was suicide yet, which is very sad. And I didn't want that to happen. And maybe other people should have helped him more. Perhaps there were some unfair criticisms. I don't know. But, you know, it's not a reasonable expectation that if you say something unpleasant, someone's going to take his own life. Was he somewhat mentally ill even before this? And there are other reasons. So, goodness. So then he's going to be turned into this martyr, the sort of Stephen Lawrence of this generation. And they're going to be things named in his honour. Poor old Jason Arday. So, you know, not an evil person, a foolish person. Someone's overpromoted, put under unbearable pressure in a job he couldn't possibly do because of his academic limitations. There were things he could succeed in, and he just should have stayed in that when, you know, he was really sacrificed by the far left in order to advance their racist agenda. Right, so he's a victim of racism from the wokesters. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.